From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces launched the military operation to retake the city. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with people working with the UN Special Envoy for Syria. The opposition delegation is hoping a release of detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process and that could encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid for Syrians. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends a more than 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn in. He pledged political and economic reform and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi unveiled plans Monday to rebuild large areas of central Italy ravaged by the region's worst earthquake since 1980. Among the key provisions is the promise to provide shipping containers for people to live in while permanent housing is being constructed. Renzi spoke in Rome as the extent of damage from Sunday's quake became evident. This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief warned Monday Yemen is one step away from famine. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council that more than 21 million Yemenis, or 80% of the population, are in need of some form of humanitarian assistance.
Over 2 million people are malnourished nationwide.
Food prices are also surging, up 20% since the fighting began last year, and food stocks are down because of a Saudi-imposed air and sea blockade on Yemen. Worryingly, cases of cholera, the often fatal waterborne diarrheal disease, have also begun to appear. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Public opinion polls in the U.S. show Democrat Hillary Clinton with a narrow edge over Republican Donald Trump in the last week of the presidential campaign. The reopened investigation into Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State has added an uncertain element to the race. Trump told a rally in Michigan that it took a lot of guts for the FBI director to take a new look at Clinton's emails.
Hillary is the one who lied to Congress under oath. Hillary is the one who lied on so many different occasions to the FBI. And they know.
Clinton, meanwhile, told supporters she is confident investigators will decide there is no case against her.
I'm sure a lot of you may be asking what this new email story is about and why in the world the FBI would decide to jump into an election with no evidence of any wrongdoing, with just days to go. That's a good question.
Several national surveys Monday showed Clinton with a 1-3 percentage point advantage over Trump. The two candidates are locked in tight races in several key states. Surveys still show Clinton with a more likely path to victory. The U.S. Justice Department says it is working with the FBI to conduct the newly reinstated investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails as expeditiously as possible. Senior Justice Department official Peter Kadzik sent assurances in a letter Monday to several leading Senate Democrats who are angry that the FBI announced the renewed probe so close to the presidential election. FBI Director James Comey informed Congress Friday that law enforcement officials will examine a new batch of Clinton emails found on a computer during the probe into former Congressman Anthony Weiner. He's the estranged husband of Clinton key aide Huma Abedin. Weiner is accused of exchanging sexually explicit emails with a 15-year-old girl. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.